Jesus is the greatest model of prayer. In this series, we are looking at the six basics on how to pray like Jesus. Basics number one, location. Where did Jesus pray? Basics number two, schedule. When did Jesus pray? Basics number three, company. With whom did Jesus pray? Today, we are looking at basics number four, posture. How did Jesus pray? If you track how did Jesus pray, you'll discover in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was on his knees. In the high priestly prayer in John 17, he had his eyes lifted towards heaven. Hebrews 5:7, the Bible tells us, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears. Besides that, the scriptures doesn't give much indication on whether Jesus closed his eyes, lifted his hands, waved his hands, shook his hands, shook his head. The reason I mention this, God doesn't mind our personal postures and gestures if it helps us to concentrate better. But Jesus' posture is more than just external acts or motions. All through the gospel, whenever Jesus prayed, the Bible shows us he prayed in humility. The Bible tells us he was submitted to the will of the Father. Lord, let your will be done. In Hebrews 5:7, the verse concludes, the Bible tells us he was heard, Jesus was heard because of his reverent submission. Jesus not only prayed in humility, he prayed in faith. He proclaimed God's authority over nature, over sickness and the devil. Jesus prayed in humility. He prayed in faith. He prayed in compassion. The people he healed because his heart was moved with compassion. Regardless of how your external posture is, God can handle it. Your private posture should be of humility, faith and compassion. The bottom line is, how you pray should honor God, not people. Our posture, when we come to God, is highlighted best in the words of this familiar song. Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your grace so free. Here I am, knowing I am a sinful man, covered by the blood of the Lamb.